Yo, what's up? My self-care fan. Wiley Hot here, your daily dose of truth bombs and motivation. Let's be real, Gen Z. We're drowning in stress, deadlines, and the pressure to be constantly on. We're juggling school, jobs, social media, and trying to figure out what kind of avocado toast will go viral next. But here's the thing. You can't pour from an empty cup. Self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. And no, I'm not talking about endless Facetune sessions or buying that new pair of shoes, though those are nice too. I'm talking about carving out space for your mental and emotional well-being, because trust me, a burnt-out Gen Z is a nightmare waiting to happen. So today, we're diving deep into embracing self-care as a priority. We're gonna tackle that resistance, bust through those excuses, and commit to making self-care non-negotiable in your lives. Because let's face it, you deserve it. First things first, recognize that self-care isn't selfish. Ever felt like taking time for yourself is somehow a betrayal of all the important people in your life? Yeah, I know that feeling. Society tries to make us feel guilty for prioritizing our own needs. But here's the truth. When you're genuinely taking care of yourself, you have more energy, focus, and love to give to everyone else. Think about it like airplane safety instructions. Put on your own oxygen mask before helping others. It's basic survival, people. Next up, ditch those unrealistic expectations. We live in a world that glorifies hustle culture and always being on. But real talk is constantly pushing yourself going to help you achieve long-term happiness. Not a chance. You need downtime, recharge time, chill time. It's not about becoming lazy, it's about creating sustainable energy levels so you can actually conquer your goals. And speaking of goals, how many times have you said, I'll start taking care of myself tomorrow? Tomorrow never comes, people. Start small. Don't try to overhaul your entire life overnight. Maybe it's a 10-minute meditation each morning, or a walk in the park after dinner. You don't need a spa day every week, though those are nice. Just find little rituals that bring you joy and make them a part of your routine. Now, I know what you're thinking. Wiley, this all sounds great, but how do I actually stick to it? Commitment is key here. Think of self-care as an appointment you wouldn't miss a doctor's visit for your soul. Schedule it into your calendar, set reminders, and treat it with the same importance as any other obligation. Remember that feeling when you finally finish a really tough project? That sense of accomplishment? Self-care is like that, but for your mental and emotional well-being. It's investing in yourself, and trust me, the returns are worth it. Okay, let's get real. You've probably been scrolling through endless self-help content, bombarded with motivational quotes and unrealistic promises. But here's a hard truth. Self-care isn't about becoming a Pinterest perfect version of yourself. It's about showing up for yourself, even when you feel like giving up. Picture this. You're drowning in assignments, your social life is non-existent, and the only thing keeping you going is caffeine and sheer willpower. You're tempted to just hit snooze on everything, including self-care. But then you remember that taking care of yourself isn't a luxury, it's essential. So instead of scrolling through TikTok for another hour guilty, you put on your favorite playlist, light a candle, and take a 15-minute walk. You come back feeling refreshed, energized, and ready to tackle that mountain of homework. See what I mean? It's about those small victories, those moments where you choose yourself, even when it's hard. Self-care is not an optional extra, it's a fundamental need. It's about recognizing your worth, setting boundaries, and prioritizing your well-being. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. So go out there, take care of yourselves, and remember, you got this. Now, hit me up in the DMs with your self-care hacks, tag the episode on TikTok with your own truth bombs, or even stitch it with your thoughts. Let's build a community that celebrates self-love and support each other's journeys. And don't forget to follow, rate, and share this podcast like you would share a viral meme, because trust me, your friends need this too. Peace out.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.